volunteers for a couple of arias with lighter subject matter. I happened to pick two Obo de Caixa arias that share some qualities. Most obviously, they are far more joyful than the two previous arias. This music was originally written for the Obo de Caixa, or the hunting oboe. This instrument was physically different from our modern-day equivalent, the English horn. Its body was curved and made of wood with a very large, wide-flaring bell. We can attribute the development of this instrument, as well as the Obo de More that I'll be playing after the break, to the city of Leipzig and the woodwind makers there right around the time of Bach's arrival. Leipzig had become one of the principal German centers for woodwind makers and dealers, which inspired oboists like Johann Caspar Gleditsch to move there. A year younger than Bach, Gleditsch is known for being Bach's right-hand man for all things oboe. I believe it is important to understand Gleditsch's role in the repertoire of our instruments. Bach probably wrote more solos for Gleditsch than for any other musician except himself. Along with his close relationship with Bach, he was friendly with woodwind makers in town and helped them with the design and promotion of the Obo de More and de Caixa. Gleditsch had been playing an Obo de Caixa for at least a year before Bach arrived in Leipzig. Therefore, it is no surprise that Bach began composing for the de Caixa within a month of his arrival. He used the de Caixa as obbligato in 22 solo arias. Unlike the two cantatas whose oboe arias we have heard, the texts of cantata number one are consistently full of praise and proclamations of the joys of faith. The text of this aria consists of two sentences, which are set in separate sections that are filled out with multiple and various repetitions of the text. The aria is prevailingly in major keys, with a brief excursion to minor keys when the second sentence describes the soul's longing. The joyful message of this aria is carried out also by its dance-like quality. It is in the rhythm and style of the bourrée, a French dance type that 18th century theorists describe as joyful and lighthearted. The opening ritornello and the first setting of the first sentence are consistently in four measure groups and contain two complete bourrée patterns. The bourrées typically begin with a light and lifted upbeat, which the English horn and singer present with all of their entrances. Bach conveys the joyous nature of the text not simply by evoking a dance type associated with good spirits, but also by the implication that the yearnings of the heart and soul, as described in the text, are joyful dances in praise of God.